You are listening to the Team DCU podcast. On today's episode, we are talking about international relations at DCU, and I'm delighted to be joined by DCU Student Ambassador and International Relations Student Thomas Ward. Thomas, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Leanne.
No problem at all. I'm delighted that you're here. So, Thomas, you're a native to the DCU area, so you've obviously known about DCU for a very long time, but why did you choose to come here?
I came to DCU because I knew they had a great sporting background and I wanted to get involved in the Athletic Society. But little did I know, when I came to DCU, I'd be getting involved in other things like Student Ambassador, and that is even in my course now, that it's kind of been a different experience than I thought it would be, but for the better.
So was international relations always something that you had an interest in?
Well, I've always had an interest in politics, like from when I was 11 years old. But I thought I was going to do business. That was my plan.
Okay.
Because that's what I was on my PLC in. When I was having a look at courses in DCU, I came across international relations and I was looking at the modules and we seen the year abroad, which was amazing. So I was like, right, I'll put that on my CAO and we'll see how it goes.
And here you are to tell the tale.
Yeah.
So politics was always something that you had an interest
in.
Yeah. Okay. So when you came in first year, they really taught everyone at a very like basic ground level.
Yeah, it was all introduction to politics, introduction to international political economy, and introduction to, like, especially with languages like Spanish, French, German. Like, even one of my friends, she picked up German, and she's never known German before. So it really kind of gives you the basis of what international relations is. And then if you like it, you like it. If you don't...
So was there any Leaving Cert requirements?
So, yeah, Leanne, there's a few requirements to get into this course at Leaving Cert. So the current points for this course are 3A7, and if you want to go study a language, French, German or Spanish, you need a H4.
Talk to me a little bit more about first year. I'm looking at some of the modules here.
So in first year, there was a few modules that I studied, as well as Introduction to European Integration, Introduction to International Political Economy, Core Skills, which is really great because it helps you with plagiarism and writing your assignments, which is all very helpful when you're coming in from secondary school or from a PLC route. We also have Introduction to Development and Law in International Relations. So it could come as a surprise to a few students out there that we do have a few law modules, and they are really helpful and they're really great, and they help you really understand the organisations around the world that make policy.
So people shouldn't fear if they haven't done the likes of law or kind of policies and stuff like that before coming into first year?
Yeah, no, all the students out there that are listening that are interested in studying international relations, I wouldn't be worried one bit if you don't have enough knowledge on law or policy making or a number of political modules, because you really get to teach and there's some great lectures, and the lectures have great notes and PowerPoints up there for students to read and learn about the subject.
And is there many contact hours in first year, and what are the assignments like?
In first year, I was a bit surprised because you're doing a full-time course, but it's only really around 12 to 15 hours a week, which is really handy if it's split over the four days, because you get a day off during the week. But you do have a lot of readings to do, and that's why we get a lot of time, not off, but like we wouldn't have as many lectures as other courses because we have a lot of readings to do and we have a lot of background work to do. But it's really beneficial and it's really there for you to help you understand the course a lot better. And assignments wise, let me think, we only had about, I think it was two exams. There's a few essays to be done. You get lots of help with the essays and group work. It helps you really get to know your class in first year, because I know students coming in, they like have to make new friends, but it's great.
So it gives you a lot of time to do lots of other stuff as well.
Yeah.
So it's a good introduction year.
It's great. I loved first year. It was lots of fun, and it's not too much pressure. I mean, there's enough pressure there to get in and get the work done. But when you have your work done, when you keep on top of it and keep organised, it's a great course.
And it gets you ready for second year as well.
See, second year is very enjoyable, and it was my favourite year because I found my feet in it. And most of the course will kind of like know what they like and what they don't like. And we have some great modules in second year as well that are really, really interesting, like foreign policy and diplomacy, European politics, comparatives. And we have theoretical approaches to world politics and international human rights law, which was super, 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 super. And it was really interesting, and I found a huge interest in it.
Mm-hmm. You also did a dissertation as part of your second year, which is kind of
I did.
Not the norm. Most people would do it in their final year.
Yeah, We did. We have our dissertation in second year. Yeah, it was stressful at the time, but now when you get into third year, it's a lot less pressure on you in third year to get your thesis done. We had a module in second year called Independent Study Project, which kind of gave us the skills and PowerPoints and everything we needed to make sure we could do our thesis properly. And that was really helpful. And the thesis was throughout the whole year and we could work away. My thesis was 10,000 words and I done my thesis on why are some societies more progressive than others. And I kind of looked at my own interests, like other people done like war or climate change, and I kind of looked at like equality. So I like looked at the same-sex marriage referendum in Ireland and compared it with the apartheid in South Africa and compared both cases to see which society is more progressive seen. And my hypothesis was social mobilisation leads to societies being more progressive. And
okay, sounds very interesting. Was it the case across the board for everyone that everyone in the class had to do a dissertation in second year?
Yeah, everyone does a thesis in second year and it's optional in third year.
Okay.
So you can pick the thesis in third year to do it again, or you can pick one
take
of the
module. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then leading us into third year, there's an option of study abroad with this course.
Which is great, because ever since I was in first year, we really fought for this course to get an internship. Because we had Erasmus already, but for them students that don't want to go abroad and they want to get their internship done, it's also great now in third year, you also have the option of an internship and Erasmus. So it makes the course a lot more attractive.
And you'd already mentioned about studying French or Spanish or German as part of the course as well. So that will be obviously as part of your study abroad. So again, another element that would really attract people to this course.
Yeah, and you can also go to the United States as well.
Okay.
Which my friend is over in Boston now and she is loving it.
Amazing. So obviously for the people who don't choose the study abroad option, they just go straight through and take third year as their final year.
Yeah. So for them students that don't do an internship, they go straight into their final year, which is what I did. And we have lots of different modules in third year. So we have two key modules that are key issues in international political economy and key issues in international relations, theory and practice. And then you get your own option. So I chose gender and politics, comparative politics. I picked unrecognized states, nationalism and populism.
Very good. Obviously, the modules that you pick in your final year are really setting you up for what you go and do after this course. And I can imagine that a lot of people would ask what kind of jobs, what kind of areas you can go into after international relations.
Well, that question does come up a lot. And from my own experience, like I know people that have gone into policy making. Myself, I want to go work in the government. And there's a number of people that also went abroad and working with organisations like Concern. So your options are really open to you.
You were saying as well that the class sizes are quite small in this course.
My course would have about 50 people in it. So it's so different to like other courses that would have like, 200 people in it. So you get to know people. So your course kind of really gets close really quickly. Like, and then it'd be up to your class reps to organise class nights out and class lunches. So it really gives you an opportunity to get to know your lecturers, get to know the students. And I found that really beneficial.
Do you think that you have to have certain interests before you come into this course?
No, I'd say this course is quite open to really anyone that's even has the slightest interest in politics. Because not everyone in this course is interested in politics. Some people are interested in other areas.
Is there a lot of societies that would kind of help you out in this course, do you think?
Well, we actually have our own International Relations Society, which has only been put together in the last 2 years. And it's really great society for getting all the international relations students together and even other courses come along to all our events. So we'd have speakers in on the weekly basis. We'd have pub quizzes and there'd be a number of events that kind of help us with our course. And that even our course went away to Rome last year, which I was part of. And it was great crack with all your friends in the same course year, seeing all these places.
And obviously, like you said, international relations wouldn't have so many contact areas that you can't get involved in clubs and societies like the International Relations Society.
Yeah, that's true. Like, obviously, when you have all your work done and you're keeping on top of your work, you have hours to like spare and that you can really get involved in DCU, because DCU is a great college for kind of the whole social aspect of it and making friends and society basis. So, yes, you have your course and yes, your big interest could be in international relations. But as I said, when I came in to do international relations, I didn't think I'd be as involved as I am. So it really gives you the time to grow yourself, not only in the lecture hall, but also outside the lecture hall. So it's a great course to pick for getting a degree at the end of the day, which will really stand you in any kind of field that you're interested in kind of the international relations field. And it also will give you time to get involved and make friends and find stuff about you that you never knew you know that was there.
So you're really enjoying it?
Yeah, I think the course is great and I'd recommend it to a huge amount of people because, you know, when people ask me, oh, of course do I do international relations, they're like, oh, what's that? And then when you kind of like break it down to them, like, oh, that's very interesting, especially in the current climate that we have. I feel like international relations is at an all-time high with all the events that are going on. So it's such an interesting subject to learn. It's changing all the time.
Definitely a good time to study it as well.
It's a great time to study it and really understand what's going on in the world. We have climate change literally knocking on our doorstep. It's really interesting, and wherever your views may be, it's a great course.
And if you want to know more about international relations in DCU, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Thomas, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Leanne.